Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is May 27th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or going to motorvitality.com where you can listen to years and years and years worth of the archives. I'm going to go ahead and start the call off the way I do every week, but I want to keep this part of the conversation fairly brief because we do have a guest speaker today to join us, and I want to give time for the speaker. But let's see if there is anything critical out there. So the way I start the call off every week is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with, any questions that you might have? I do want to say that I happened to yesterday had an opportunity to visit and present to the Ohio Water Quality Association. Again, I cannot stress the importance of getting involved in your local and regional associations. These people are running into the same water issues as you, the same problems, they're having the same concerns, and it's just a good group of people to get to know and get involved with. So strongly encourage you to look up, find your local or regional association if you have one, and really get involved. And I mean, the national is awesome, and I would encourage involvement there as well, but the regional associations are, they're more specific to the types of issues that you are running into out there. So little thing there. But if nobody else has anything, then Jen, I am going to hand it over to you to introduce our guest.
Sounds good. Before I introduce Jamie, she's meeting with us today to talk about our WIN program. It's put on through the Water Quality Association. It's Women in the Industry. And just a little bit of a background on the program itself, kind of the birth of the program was about three and a half years ago in Denver. We had one of our previous presidents of the Water Quality Association had brought a new employee. And she was brand new to the industry. And he was taking her around and introducing her to different people. And like we do at all of the conferences, he's introducing her, and he came to me and he says, "Hey, do you mind introducing her to some of the women? And, just so that she doesn't feel like an outsider." And so I took her around and we started talking to different women, and, throughout the conversation, she had made comments. She's like, "I really appreciate that there's women that I can sit here, I can talk to, I can, just mingle with. And there's not enough women I've noticed in this industry." I mean, as you're walking around through the aisles of the conference, it's predominantly males. And as we're talking a little bit further, she's like, "I want to know more about the industry." And I told her, "Well, let's meet. Let's talk about things." And we kind of came up with this idea of, why don't we have women in the industry? And I think actually we came up that night. It just kind of popped right out. We'll call it WIN, Women in the Industry. And then we thought, well, we'll have mentors, mentees. And then, so we came up with brainstorms, and then it kind of rested a little bit, and then it came to fruition. Polly Endesser, the executive director of the Water Quality Association, she had a huge part in this. Kathleen Burbage and quite a few other ladies that are very well known within the industry. Amanda Moore was one of them that was there that evening. And it's become a very cool program. So with that, I am going to introduce Jamie. And let her talk a little bit more about the program. She co-owns DTEC Water Solutions. Jamie, is it North Carolina, South Carolina?
Right off to Georgia.
Georgia. Oops. Okay. somewhere over there.
I'm Southern, it's okay.
Southern accent.
I'm Southern.
So she co-owns VTech with her husband, Chris. They just celebrated their 14th wedding anniversary. They have three daughters. Her oldest one is going to be graduating this Saturday. So congratulations. That's like a huge accomplishment, especially right now. She loves to spend the majority of her free time in two places. One is on her back porch, chilling with her husband, having a cold beverage. And the other is in the bleachers watching her daughters play basketball because she was born to be a basketball mom. And she married into the water treatment industry, but she started working full-time in the industry for the past 4 years. She is very active in the community. I know when I first met Jamie and we first started talking, we had a huge connection with, you know, Relay for Life, the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and essential oils. You guys know how I always talk about essential oils. But she also, she gets in with her local home builders association, Chamber of Commerce, church. And then she also, she works with two councils in the WQA, WIN, Women in the Industry, and Thrive. And then she did not put this in her bio. However, those of you who know Duck, who, you know, is Motor Vitality's mascot, she is Duck's co-mom. She, when we were in Denver and we took Duck, I wasn't able to go to the brewery because I had to catch my flight and because I didn't sign up for it. But she took Duck to the brewery, but then she not only took him to the brewery, she took him to Disneyland, or Disney World. She took him everywhere and then introduced Water Dewdrop. And so Water Dewdrop is their little mascot. He has his own Instagram page. She is so much better at keeping up Water Dewdrop's Instagram page than we are at Motor Vitality. I am. But so, yeah, she's Duck's co-mom. So with that being said, Jamie, can you tell us a little bit more about Women in the Industry and the program and the mentoring?
Absolutely. So I was in Denver at that council when Polly approached me. I was not even a year into the industry at the time, and so I was kind of a good example of someone that was coming in, and I brought my prior 14 years of being a district manager to this industry, but I was having to learn how to apply it in water treatment. And so she pitched me the idea. I had worked on mentoring programs before. I loved the idea. So got in on ground zero, helping build the mentor program and all. The very cool thing about the WIN mentor program is it is a year commitment, but it's really at your own pace. So you'll have, if you are a mentee, you'll be assigned a mentor. And every year we've learned a little bit, something new, something to make it better as far as your selection process. So this is the first year the mentees will actually have a say-so in who their mentor is to a point. So all the mentors that have applied have answered multiple questions, almost like a mini interview. And once the mentees are accepted into the program, they'll be able to look those over. And then they can choose their, like, I think, top three choices. And so then they're going to try to connect and do it that way, which I think is a great idea. So go ahead and have that connection. It gets everybody buying into it, into the relationship. And so about once a month, unless you and your mentor decide to do it more frequently, but it's usually once a month, you'll meet with your mentor, phone or Zoom. And then from there, when I did my mentorship with Denise, we met for an hour. But she was always very open to text messages, an additional phone call if something come up, or emailing back and forth because she always assigned homework. And so it was good homework, but homework. And then once a quarter as a group, we all come together. And there is a special guest speaker, and there's a certain topic that we're all discussing. 1 month we worked on your elevator speech. When you meet somebody, and it was right before we went to convention, when you meet somebody and they ask you, what do you do? do you stammer around, or, you know, do you know you have 2 minutes to make that first impression? And so we actually worked on elevator speeches for a while. And so those are the kind of things that you're going to learn out of it. My mentor coming into the industry, we really worked on streamlining it. I had to learn. I do this with my husband. He's been doing this for 20 years. I'm still 4 into it. And so at the beginning, having to learn what our roles were, Denise really helped me have that definition about what my role was. She also helped me create a position within my company out of my mentoring by going, you want to do marketing, that's your degree, that's your field, and then run the office, but there's things you don't like to do. So she had me write the list, and I wrote the list of what I do every day, and then I got a highlighter, highlighted what I did not want to do that I could delegate out, and created a part-time position for my company out of that so that I can be more effective. That's probably the biggest thing that came out of my mentee-mentor relationship. And so then the next year I stayed on the advisory council for year two, but I wanted to really apply what I did, learned in my year underneath Denise. And then year three is what we're in now, and I've applied to be a mentor. And so I think it's a really good program and everything.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you, when she speaks of Denise, I mean, everybody within the program is amazing, but it was Denise Urbans, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Denise Urbans is previous president of Water Quality Association and is just a fabulous lady. She really is. Mm-hmm. So you really lucked out with that one. What made you, though, in the very first, what made you decide, I need to be a mentee? I need to kind of look at kind of changing things, or is that what you were, you just needed to change things up, or why did you decide to do that?
I wanted that safe place to go ask those questions. Somebody, my little, like, joke yesterday was when I presented some stuff on the thing was, everybody walks a path in the water industry, and then as a new one, you're coming behind the other ones, but there's a different way you walk in Italian leather loafers and Jimmy Choo's, and I needed somebody that had walked the path in Jimmy Choo's so that I could, you know, understand what it is to be a woman in the water industry. I love my husband. He is a wealth of knowledge, but I needed somebody else that I could talk to, I could ask those questions, and that understood what it meant to be a woman in the industry.
I think, too, fresh perspective is mm-hmm. is huge because, as you said, your husband's been in the industry for so long, but whether he's been in the industry for 50 years or 5 years or somewhere in between, just getting fresh perspective of I worked with a company that they literally would say all the time, it's been working this way for 50 years, why change it? And it's because, you know, we'd have somebody come in with fresh eyes and say, oh my gosh, we could be more efficient this way and that way and this way. Mm-hmm. And they were not open to any sort of change whatsoever. And it did get very frustrating at times. So what do you envision being a mentor is going to be like?
I'm really excited because I viewed even being a mentee as a two-way relationship. So the one thing about the program is the mentee really guides it. They're the ones that kind of decide where we go. And so I've done that. Now I want to be there for somebody else that has questions that I might not even think about. I'm ready to be challenged. Like, I want to learn as much as my mentee from my mentee, and everything, and to think and challenge. And if I have to do some research on the side, like, that's what I want to do, because I'm not only going to be able to help that person grow, I'm also going to have growth in this as well. So that's probably what I'm most excited about, is it's going to be a great relationship for growth on both sides.
So I had last year, I signed up to become a mentor, and unfortunately, it was kind of interesting because I was asked to become a mentor for two different individuals, and one of them was international. And I was super excited because they said, oh, this is the first international. Are you, you know, do you want to do this? And I'm like, yes, this would be great. How exciting. And then another was someone coming into the industry that is a sales professional over on the West Coast. And I was super excited about that because that's what I do. I hire and train sales professionals. And unfortunately, the international gal, like, totally ghosted me. I'm not sure what happened there. And then the other one, we had the hardest time finding a time to get to meet with each other. So have you heard of that in the past where it just doesn't work out?
I know, I've heard that it does just not work out, and that's when reaching out to Kathleen, which is kind of, she heads it up for the WQA side of it. If there is any questions or concerns, that's who I would definitely reach out to. Have her as your go-to. She's one of the main ones that, like, helps the relationship and sets it in there, and not just give up. Like, I think that that would definitely be better if it turns out that's not your person. Maybe they can still get somebody else, and, you know, you don't lose out on the whole year.
Right, right. I'll tell you, I love the fact that this year they are switching things up and allowing the mentees to kind of pick and choose. I think that's pretty cool. So does anybody have, before I start asking some more questions, does anybody else have any questions? I know we have some females on the call today. Any questions that you might have, Stacey, Maria? I'm totally calling you out because I know both of you are on here.
I have a question if the females don't, and I'm not a female, but I do have a question.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Stacey, no, but I've been doing research for quite a while to try and to verify.
Okay.
So,
I don't have any real questions.
Okay. So, Jamie, can I ask you a question? How does somebody, so I'm hearing you guys talk, and the one thing that I notice is that, you know, we go to the conventions. You're saying names like Polly Ondesser and Kathleen, and you're talking about going to the shows and looking around and doing all of that. I know that there are people on this call that, you know, may not in the next year or so have an opportunity to go to the national conventions or to get involved in those types of things. How does somebody that is just trying, who wants to, but is just trying to make a living in sales or in the office or you know, somewhere in, you know, that doesn't have the opportunity to travel and meet all these people, how do they get involved in this mentor program? And is there outreach to those individuals, you know, to maybe make it possible for them to come?
Come to the mentoring program
or even to get involved in the industry? You know, I'm wondering if there are, you know, mentor programs or, you know, and even scholarship type programs where, you know, somebody that wouldn't normally have a chance to come in can, you know, can be invited to go to a convention or to come to a meeting or to participate in Zoom. You know, I'm thinking of Maria, I'm going to throw you under the bus. I'm thinking of Maria, who is an incredible sales professional in the field, does a great job, but realistically is probably a year or more away from, you know, having an opportunity to go to convention, you know, or to go to a regional, you know. So how would somebody like Maria get involved in that?
The application process actually closes out tomorrow, but it's at wqa.org/win, W-I-N. It's literally less than 5 minutes to fill it out. There is no cost to this at all. It literally is just your time and your commitment to get involved in the program. We do Zooms. So whether it's an advisory council, whether it's, you know, especially with your mentor, if you're eligible to do a Zoom, I would do that. And just having, as electronic as it is, having that face-to-face time, it's how you meet that. then when you're able to go to the actual convention, I know they're doing a virtual option this year, but when you're able to physically go, we have usually there's at least one win class, kind of a stump the panel or talking about some, you know, something going on in women in industry. There's usually a mixer as well, so that you can meet these people. And then you'll know we have a number of guests come in when we do the WIN mixers and everything. And it just really gets you that face-to-face time with other people that are in the same position or years ago or in your position and just want to keep bringing you up and encouraging you.
I'd like to kind of add to that also. You know, like as Jeannie had mentioned, this program is completely free, and the one part of it though is your company has to be a WQA member, and which there's affordable options for. I believe that there's affordable options for your company to become a Water Quality Association member. However, we are, and I won't get too much into this, however, we have just in the past, I'm going to say 2 to 3 weeks, and we just had a meeting yesterday also, we are going to start opening up sponsorship opportunities, and that will allow for WIN to bring in outside speakers. We're going to have a scholarship program that's going to... for awardees to attend WQA convention and the mid-year, because that's something that we would like is if our mentors, mentees are able to meet face-to-face. If they can't, it's totally okay. But that is one of the things that a industry sponsorship opportunity. And probably next week, I'll talk a little bit more about that or in the next couple of weeks. Because once we know a little bit more about it, but it's very exciting to know that there's the opportunity for somebody to sponsor a female to go to one of these big conventions. Jeannie, I'm looking at some of the testimonials, but how does this only benefit the mentee, do you feel, or do you think it would benefit their company also?
I definitely feel that it benefits the company. I know it gave, being a mentee, it gave me more self-esteem, more, and I'm not a low self-esteem kind of person, but just having the confidence that I needed to go, I can do this, I can run the office, even though I'm brand new and I'm still wet behind the ears, I can do this. It gave me that confidence so that I could be a better manager, better owner, better coworker, even with my team. And then when I would go to a Florida water quality event or if I go to a water quality event, I had that confidence that I knew that I needed to be able to represent not only myself but also my company well and professionally.
Awesome. And this is also one of the testimonials that I have that Kathleen had sent me, and it says, the Women in the Industry Mentoring Program benefits both me and my employer. It has helped my company retain me as a happier employer. Women in the industry provided opportunities to connect with others who share similar experiences in the male-dominated water quality field. Thanks to WQA for providing the program and bringing an awareness to the opportunities and challenges women have. And then there was another testimonial here that had said, the connections I made as a result of the program have been instrumental in my personal and professional growth. This has had a trickle-down effect on our independent water treatment dealership as I have been able to share the gained knowledge and implement the best practices for our team. Very much appreciate this opportunity. So those of you that are business owners, you know, offer this up to females in your organization. Now, do we only have females? Is it fully females that are within the group, or are men allowed to in a group also?
Men are allowed to mentor, absolutely. And again, the mentor application is due tomorrow. And so, and I know there's some great guys here on this call. And so we do, we've had guys on the council from day one, gentlemen. And so I think it's great to still, you can still learn, even if it's not a female, by somebody that is willing to get in the trenches with you. Absolutely. Real quick, the second testimonial that Jen just read. So that person, and she outed herself, it was hers, out of WIN and the mentoring program, a spinoff kind of happened, and I now have a monthly Zoom, and I think we talk every single day, of two other wives that own dealerships with their husbands. One of them's in Florida, I'm in Georgia, and the other one's in Ohio. But we all met through the WIN mentoring program and have been able to come together, and now we have a safe space. I'm big on your circle and having the people that you need in your circle to make you better and that you make them better. And they're two of the most important people in my circle. And we can talk anywhere from balancing kids to work to owning it with the husband to water treatment stuff to employees. And it's that safe space for us. And so that's another thing I forgot to add earlier that came out of it that was such, you know, a huge thing for me to increase those relationships.
Awesome. We have just a few minutes left. Does anybody else have any questions? Jamie, any final words?
Just do it. Don't think it in your head. Don't think you don't have time to do it. Like, it is a commitment, but it is worth it. If right. anybody comes up with any questions they have, Jen has my email. You can have my cell phone number. Shoot me a question. Shoot me an email. I can answer whatever you might have as far as the WIN mentoring program, and I definitely would love to encourage you on your path there anyway. So I would absolutely be open for Jen to sharing that if needed with the group so that you guys can reach out. But it's just do it. It's great.
Excellent. Thank you. And a little bit more about outside of the WIN mentoring program, we have decided that we are also going to start opening up the meetings for if you're not interested in doing the mentee mentoring program, they're going to start opening up the meetings for all WQA members. So that's going to be pretty cool too. I'm excited about that because that was something that I kind of because yep. I was always late at applying, and nobody on the call has an excuse because you know that tomorrow is the deadline. And it was an easy 5 minute. I did it yesterday. 5 minute questionnaire. But so that's also another opportunity is just to jump in and join. But I'm going to close this off with just a little definition of the women in the industry. It says WQA's Women in the Industry Advisory Council advises members and member companies on hot topics within the female workforce pool while building enthusiasm for new women to enter the industry and participate in a broader WIN network. In less than 2 years, the impact of WIN has spread as it has provided a tangible solution for women in the water treatment industry to build their networks by harnessing the power of networking, mentoring, and education. And as I mentioned, probably next week or the week after, I will put out a little blurb about the sponsorship opportunities. So with that being said, Jamie, thank you so, so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it. And we will go ahead, if you don't mind, we'll put your email address up with in the description of this recording. And anybody that has questions, feel free to reach out to Jamie or myself. And I hope everybody has an amazing week.
We'll have links as well to information on WQA site.
So. Great. Wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Be safe. We will have a phenomenal Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you next week, if not before.
Thanks.
Thank you.